In a remark, Mr. Bray stated that blessed with rich human and natural resources, all that Nigeria needed for sustainable progress, especially checking youth unemployment, was quality education, and that organizations providing such should make it accessible through expansion to rural areas, affordable cost, and scholarship to the poor.
As you establish yourself in Nigeria, I encourage you to think about ways to open up the benefits of individualized tutoring and learning to those who might not normally have the means to access your program. Of success will be in strengthening the educational experience in Nigeria.
Responding, the program representative in Europe, Middle East and Africa, Mr. Tim Morris, said they were willing to collaborate with government, individuals and organizations to provide quality education to more Nigerians, as it is being done in some of the 17 countries, including USA, Canada, United Kingdom and Ireland, where the program is running.
The internet is tools which they can use to make it easier for a child to learn. And we find that within our own tutor network, they are very enthusiastic about sharing the tools to enhance their learning.
In a presentation, the country manager of Tutor Dr. Nigeria, Ms. Ignatius Enyang, stated that the best form of after-school lesson is that carried out in the child's home, with the tutor, parent and class teacher involved. Mr. Enyang, who advised parents to seek home teachers only from recognized institutions to avoid hiring morally bankrupt people, warned that adult members of the children's families must be present to monitor the tutorial.
For tutoring to take place for any student under the age of 18, an adult must be present in-house. We recommend having the tutoring session in the sitting room on the dining table. We tell our tutors during the orientation, on no account must you enter the room.
Nigeria is the third African country after Tunisia and South Africa, where the Tutor Doctor Band operates. Innocent, Honor for Radio Nigeria.